Listen, the life you want, what you want to manifest, what's on your vision board, your goals, your dreams, it's going to involve some behaviors, maybe even some new habits, some things you haven't done before, in order to actually make it manifest. And manifestation isn't just about where you want to go, the end result. It's about your relationship with the journey and your relationship with the process. And I feel that in manifestation, not many people talk about this part. So a lot of people will talk about the start of the journey. So how to create your vision board, how to set your goals, even how to dream bigger, write down your desires, write down what you want. And then you might hear a lot about what life's like on the other side. So when the manifestation has happened, people sharing their results with you, people sharing what it feels like, people telling you everything they've manifested. But what is going on in that middle part, that gray area? This is what we're talking about today, that part where you are actually making the shift from your idea of what you want to manifest to actually having the manifestation in your life. So right now, I am not in the reality that is what is on my vision board. Not all of it. Some of it I am, but not my whole vision board, okay? My life is not what's on my vision board right now. But I am living a life that was once my old vision board. And I'm not talking about my vision board from last year. I'm talking about my vision board from like 5 years ago. That's my life now. Working from my home office with my businesses, that was what was on my vision board. I even had a picture of this little desk set up. And the desk was this marble desk with a MacBook. And I've got that. That's what I've got. So I'm living a life that was once on my vision board. But to get from that vision board that was like 5 years ago to then living my reality now, that required a transition period from the life I was living to the life that I wanted to live. And that transition period from setting my idea, putting it on a vision board, and then actually having it manifest and happen, well, that required me to do things I hadn't done before, like setting up a business, quitting my job, learning new skills, trying new things, failing lots and lots and lots of times, doing a lot of mindset work. And I could easily sit down and just show you a picture of my desk now, my life now, and my old vision board, take a little selfie and say, look how I've manifested my life. I could do that. And it would get a lot of attention. But I'm all about keeping it real. You know that. And I could easily sit down and show you all that stuff. But if it was that easy to just sit down and be like, look, here's what I manifested, you can do it too. If it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. And this is why a lot of people will get into manifestation and listen to a lot and a lot of stuff, and they will do all the things, but the result doesn't actually manifest. It's because not many people are talking about that transition period, that gray area in between. And sometimes that transition period can go on for so long. And the transition can be so gradual, like it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't all just collapse into your reality in one moment. And it can be so gradual, and the gray area can be so rocky that when it's even manifested, you don't even realize. And hear me out with this. I know you might be sitting there thinking, I would absolutely know if my dream life was in my reality right now. But let me tell you, you could be living a previous vision board right now, but you didn't realize because you're too busy thinking about achieving the next vision board. So a couple of years ago, I went on this business retreat in Beverly Hills, and my boyfriend came with me so that we could have a holiday together. So we went to Beverly Hills, stayed in Beverly Hills, and then we went to Malibu, and it was amazing. And one morning on this trip, we were walking down Melrose Avenue. We were going to Earth Cafe. If you know, you know. Sun was shining. People were playing basketball. Not a cloud in the sky on our way to breakfast. And I got a message from my friend, and she said, I'm so happy for you, living your dream, you're in LA. And I said to my boyfriend, Doug, I was like, why is she saying that? Because at the time, I was suffering with massive imposter syndrome. I was in LA, yeah, on this business retreat. I had my business, things were going really well, but I was so focused on everything I thought I should have achieved by then that I hadn't. So I was looking at all the things I hadn't done. I was looking at all the things I hadn't achieved, hadn't got. I was focusing on my next goal, the next thing I wanted to do, the next thing I wanted to manifest. So I was so busy thinking about all of the stuff I didn't have, plus all of this massive imposter syndrome, comparing myself to other business owners who were on this retreat that I thought were like way more successful than me. And I looked at this message from my friend and my mind just rejected it. And I told Doug, and he said, just pause, look around. You're in LA, you're living out your vision board. Because if you don't know the story, I had an amazing, weird synchronicity of this trip. I had the Hollywood sign on my vision board. I'd put it on my vision board the year before. And then exactly 1 year later, from the day I made my vision board, was when we landed in LA. So it was this crazy synchronicity of this trip. And I didn't see it. I was living out my vision board. And it wasn't until Doug said, you're living your vision board now. Take a moment to appreciate being here. Forget what you haven't done, because what you have done has got you to this point. And I didn't see it, because we move so fast from goal to goal to goal, from vision board to vision board. And we spend most of the time in this gray area of manifestation, if not all the time, if we don't pause and look at how far we've come. So this episode today is not to get you to lose faith. It's not to overwhelm you, but I want to prepare you for this manifestation process, how I've experienced it anyway, because, you know, I can only talk from my own experience, but I don't think I'm alone in the way I experience manifestation. So that where you're at right now with not seeing the results that you want to see as quickly as you wanted to see them, I want to share this with you so that you can continue to remain in alignment with what you want to see, and you can see it all the way through. So I want you to think about it like this. You've got your ideas, and you've got your vision board, you've got your goals, you've got your dreams, you know what it is you want to manifest. And these ideas, they mostly live in your mind right now in energy. So I like to say the quantum realm, the quantum dimension, you can call it what you like, but that's what I like to say. And this is where your ideas are living. You can't touch them. They're not in your physical reality yet. And you have this transition period from idea to reality. And that transition period from idea to physical reality, seeing it in front of you, that's going to be different from person to person, depending on so many different factors. Your beliefs, your fears, what you've experienced, where you live, everything. And you know that time is subjective. So things that can feel long can also feel short, and things that feel short can also feel long. And we also know that in the 3D reality where we live, this physical 3D reality, things can change fast. Things can quantum leap, but we do still work with time. And this is the transition period. And this transition period always comes with weird as fuck energy. So I'm going to give you a little story timeline so that you have an example of what these weird transition phases are like and you can apply it to your life and what you're going through right now. So I'm going to use my G-Wagon example, and we're going to really break this down, and we're going to look at someone else who is also manifesting her G-Wagon. Going to look at this girl together. So we've got this girl. She looks a bit like you, but she's not quite as pretty. Now, she has a couple of ways to bring this G-Wagon into her reality. She could look for online giveaways and she could enter some giveaways where you could win a G-Wagon, or she could intend on earning the money to buy one, or maybe she could intend on getting a random amount of money in a competition, or intend on receiving a random inheritance from a family member she's never met to pay for her G-Wagon. So she's got a few options. For me personally, and how I'll always be teaching manifestation, is to be going after the option where you have the most control over the outcome. And for me, that would be intending on earning the money to buy that G-Wagon. So let's say that's what she does. She looks at all her options and she decides, okay, I'm going to intend on earning the money to buy myself this G-Wagon. And then she thinks, I don't just need the money to buy the G-Wagon. I'm going to need enough money to upkeep the G-Wagon because, you know, that thing's going to need fuel. That thing's going to need new tires. That thing's going to need to be serviced, blah, 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 blah. All of the running costs of these things. So not only is she now intending to create the money to pay for the G-Wagon, she is going to intend on making the consistent amount of money for the G-Wagon. Plus, she's also going to want to generate the income to buy food and live as well, because, you know, she doesn't just want a G-Wagon and then to be living in like a little tent because she spent all her money on the G-Wagon. She doesn't want that. So this girl is thinking about all of these things. So now she's got an idea of how much money she needs to create, manifest consistently in her life to get her from point A to point B. And there's going to be a transition period between point A and point B. And that transition period is going to require her to take action to bring that into her reality. And that transition period and that action that she takes in between point A and point B is going to be determined by a lot of things. She might be being told by other people that it can happen within 3 months or 6 months. But for her, it's going to be unique based on her mindset, her identity, her strategy, her actions, her self-belief, her history, her memories, memories from school, memories from childhood, memories of money. There are so many factors to this and so many layers to this. So I'm laying it out on the table today. I am not the mentor or the person that is going to tell you that you can just do it by thinking positive and visualizing. You know, those two things are kind of useful, but there are more things to get done if you're shifting from an A to B, and there's a big difference between them. And this shift and this transition and this A to B, this middle ground, it's not so glamorous. It's not so glamorous. And it can be very challenging and it can feel very tough. But this area, this space between A to B, that's where growth happens. It's the only place where growth happens. It's the most valuable place you could be. And it's the most useful place you could be, because you're evolving, you're expanding between A to B in this gray area, in this transition period. You are shifting as a person. You're going to get tested. And in this transition period, this A to B, that's when you get to witness how devoted you are to the life you want. And nobody talks about this space. and what goes down in this space. And it tends to be pretty ugly for many, many people. Because growth doesn't tend to be pretty. Think of a little caterpillar, okay? They're kind of cute when they're the caterpillar. The butterfly, absolutely beautiful. But when that caterpillar is like crusting up and doing its metamorphosis, it's not pretty. The caterpillar will literally eat itself. It will disintegrate. It turns into like liquid. Then it puts itself back together again. And then it finally turns into a butterfly. But really, all we see is a caterpillar, point A, and then we see the butterfly. We rarely will actually witness when that caterpillar is dissolving itself into liquid form, eating itself, reassembling itself in a little cocoon, putting itself all back together again, dusting itself off and then breaking free. We don't see that bit. And it's the same with us. That's the gray area that we're mostly in. It's ugly. That's when all the blocks are coming up. That's when you do the identity work. The caterpillar knows it needs to change its identity into the butterfly. And to do that, it's dissolving all of the shit. It's releasing all of the stuff that isn't going to serve it when it's a butterfly. And that's tough when you're a person because you got more consciousness than a caterpillar and a butterfly, let me tell you. So there are all sorts of things that will come up in this space. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was. And now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. And your whole life, if you devote yourself to having the life you want to live, having the dream life, having what's on your vision board and having more, you are going to go through this again and again and again and again. Your resilience will be tested again and again. Your commitment will be tested again and again. Your devotion will be tested again and again. But that's because it's you changing your life. It's you going through your own metamorphosis again and again and again. And there will be so many transition periods where your weird fears will come up, like weird fears that you didn't even know you had. And you will spend more time in these transition periods than you will in the moments where you're seeing your manifestation in front of you. Because just like I said, with my trip to LA, I was in a manifested reality. A reality I had manifested, created for myself. But because I'm an ambitious individual and because I am looking to create a life that is wildly different to the life that I've come from, I'm always looking for the next thing. I'm always in this growth period. That moment where you capture yourself and you see yourself in your vision board, they're the moments to hold on to as you move into your next transition period. It's like a stepping stone. You spend more time jumping in between the stones than you actually do on the stones. The time you spend on the stone is actually really quick because you land on one stone and you're already jumping to the next. And these transition periods will come up for all of your manifestations. Let's say you want to be a specific weight. So you've got point A, where you are now, and then you've got point B, which is the body that you want, the body that you're working towards. We know that you can't just have the idea of point A and then get to point B, which is your dream body, just by deciding one day that's what you want. And then a week later, because you've decided, it happens. There's a transition period. And in that transition period, you might be changing your diet. You might be doing more exercise. You might be clearing your mindset blocks that are showing up. And it's how you're moving through that transition period that determines whether or not your manifestation happens. And it's the same with love. Let's say you want to manifest your dream person, your soulmate. You've got point A where you are now, and then you've got point B. You're with your soulmate. And what determines whether that manifests or not is what's going on between point A and point B. And where so many people get tripped up during this manifestation journey is because of the word should. And this relates back to the episode where I talked about what if your manifestation isn't happening yet. If you haven't listened to that, go and listen to it. Because there are a lot of people telling you how long it should take. But should is a shit word. Should is a shit word. So if you've been sat thinking, well, my manifestation should be here now, that's relating to three different things that have happened. It's relating to the idea that it would be best if it was here now. So my manifestation being in my reality, that is what's best for me. That's one thing that is going on there. When you're saying my manifestation should be here, what you're really saying is this is what's best for me is if it's here now. You're also saying it's supposed to be here. It's what I've been told. And then you have this other factor of where it's caused to be. So cause and effect, that's to do with what action has been taken. So these three things begin to get blurred when you use the word should, when you're saying that my manifestation should be here now. You're dealing with three different things. You're dealing with the idea that it's what's best for you, you're dealing with what it's supposed to do, and you're dealing with cause and effect. And as you can see, these three things are very different. They're very different, but they get blurred by our mind when we use the word should. And when these things get blurred, they will affect your expectation, which means you might get disappointed. And when you get disappointed, you might give up. You might think there's something wrong with you. You might think you're doing it wrong. You might think that you need to go and listen to another person or another book or buy another course. But really, this should is based on an expectation that isn't even true. There's nothing concrete about the word should. So when you are in these gray areas, these transition periods, which is where you're moving from idea to reality, you're in that gray area, consistency is key. This doesn't mean you have to be high vibe every day, because you don't. It also doesn't mean that if you have a negative thought, it's going to slow down your manifestation. But it does mean having consistent trust and having consistent belief in the end destination. When nothing feels like it's happening, when you feel like it's a lot harder than what someone may have led you to believe, of course that's going to make you feel a bit shit sometimes. But are you still holding the vision and the belief that it will happen in your life? So that is key when you're in this weird transition period. Another thing is releasing all the pressure as to when it's coming. Because yes, you might have an idea as to when you want something to happen by, but that will add pressure. Release the pressure on the how. Know that you're doing your part. If you're taking the action that makes sense and you are holding the intention of doing the thing that brings the thing into your reality, and you're addressing the things that tell you it can't happen, you're addressing any of the stuff from your past that might be getting in the way of your future when you're doing that. And then the final thing when you're in this transition period is becoming that butterfly, dissolving the parts of you that don't serve the future self version of you, that butterfly. What needs to end? What needs to change? What old parts of yourself need to go? And when you're doing all of this, the consistency and the trust and the belief in your end destination, when you're releasing the pressure as to when, you're releasing the pressure as to how, you're taking the action that makes sense and you're setting the intentions that make sense and you're shedding the old shit that isn't going to be who you are in your next chapter, that's energetic alignment. That's what you're doing in between this weird transition period. And if you're on this journey and you are committed to living an incredibly wild life that is limitless, that is abundant, that is magical, you're going to be in this transition period a lot. A lot. So get used to it. Yes, it's ugly. And now you get to see you're just in your little cocoon and you will emerge. So what are you doing right now to keep in energetic alignment with what you want? Are you living every day the same, doing the same thing and expecting a different result? Or are you actually making shifts, changes in your life? I don't think this journey's easy, but I do think it's absolutely worth it. The universe will recalibrate around you, but there is a transition time with everything. It takes time for shifts to actually happen in your reality. And sometimes it can take so much time that when the thing actually shifts and it actually happens, you're on to the next thing and you don't even realize. I'm all here for the real talk. I'm all here for the ugly parts as well as the good stuff. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to know. I've been getting so many messages from you recently, which I have been loving. Thank you for all of the reviews as well. I appreciate you so much. If you haven't yet left a review, you can either tap the stars if you are on Spotify or Apple, or if you are on Apple and you've got 10 seconds free, write a few words. I see them all and you know I appreciate it. So it's me and you. We're in my G-Wagon. We're doing this thing. Sometimes it's ugly, but that's okay. I love you so much and I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.